Good morning. It is now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me in the studios, Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Sheriff?
I'm doing super. How are you?
I'm good. I'm doing really good. You know, this is the time of year where we're wanting to get out and we want to do stuff and we want to enjoy the nice weather. Unfortunately, some people are taking advantage of some things that we've got here.
You know, first off, you got people that are wanting to get their exercise going. You got kids at the school bus stops. You got a lot of foot traffic in our neighborhoods. So you have Westwood. I get all kinds of speeder complaints in Westwood and stop sign runners. I just want to give everyone the heads up. We are going to start extra patrolling those areas, and we're going to be writing tickets in those areas. So if you're one of those people that are habitually speeding in that area, this is your warning. Slow down, please. Just be courteous of the foot traffic and bicycles, and there could be kids on skateboards. And it's the same with Carbonville, Prazen Lane, Spring Glen, Kenilworth. For the midnight motorcycle rider in Kenilworth, if you're listening today, please don't do that. You're waking the neighborhood up, and we're going to come out.
It's causing a ruckus.
Yeah, we're going to have to deal with it. But I get a lot of complaints about things like that, and I just want people to know Miller Creek. The lower Miller Creek and upper Miller Creek roads are areas that are also heavily sped in areas that we're going to be out there. We're going to be looking around. When you least expect it, that's when we're going to show up.
Right.
Another issue that we had was on the bicycle trails. You know, we have a really nice bicycle trail system, as you're aware, and we want to keep it that way. Make sure you're not riding motorized vehicles on those trails. We've now got trail cameras on there, and we're kind of surveilling that area, Wood Hill and all that, where the bikes are. I meant to get a sign out, and I haven't found a place to put it yet, that basically says it's being surveilled. Make sure your kids, if they're riding motorcycles in that area, and I suspect these are probably kids that just don't know any better, make sure that your kids aren't on those trails. The trails are clearly marked. They're not for motorized travel. We were talking about this. The trails are groomed by volunteers to make sure that they're nice trails for the mountain bikes to ride on. There's plenty of room for everybody. Let's make sure that we're being respectful of those trails. So we're kind of investigating that. We want to look into that, but there are cameras up now.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, if you are making your way to Wood Hill and you're finding yourself on those bicycle trails, if you've made it that far, there are plenty of trails for you to ride on.
Yeah.
On a motorcycle, an ATV, four-wheeler, whatever it may be. But the bike trails, stay clear of those.
You know, and it's just being courteous. The motorcycles, they spin, they dig ruts in the trails, and it makes it actually hazardous for the bicycle riders to deal with. And we're trying to promote that. We have a really nice system. It's a nice area. There are people that come from all over the state to ride our trails, and we just want to keep that area nice. The other thing that I had up there at the trail system, somebody decided they wanted to dump their household garbage up there, a whole load of it. And we got to looking around, and there's several dump sites up there. We've sent inmates up, and we've cleaned one of the sites. That's another thing that we need to work on. I understand that the dump's closed at different times, and it's inconvenient, but that still doesn't give you free rein to go dump everywhere you want, because our Cedars area up by the airport and up on Wood Hill are getting to be pretty polluted.
Right.
So we did have inmates clean that up last week, thanks to Lieutenant Sherman and the jail staff. And we'll continue to try to keep on top of that. We actually have the suspect that dumped there. He was in jail at the time, so we couldn't make him clean it up. And we didn't use him on the inmate work crew. It's a risk thing. But anyway, we know who did that, so we'll be charging him with that. But just be courteous of our community. We live in an awesome place, a great community, and let's keep it that way.
Right, for sure. And, you know, I'm glad that you brought up the fact that kids are out on their bikes. They're riding around the streets. They're running around the streets. I actually just had my son and a friend across the street from our house playing with a ball that flew into the road. So you never know when a ball could come flying out. You've got to go slower in those residential areas.
Exactly. And those kids are focused on that. They're not looking for you. You have to be looking for them. And that's just the way it is. And none of us want to live with, you know, hurting a child or running over a child.
Right. And on top of that, school is, it's getting close to being over with. In the mornings, in the afternoons, when they are getting ready to get on or off the bus, they are so pumped. They are not paying attention to anything. So we've got to be careful.
We have to watch for them. And you know, we talk to the kids in the schools a lot about this as well. And they they tell us that they watch for traffic, but I know they don't. I've watched them. I ran.
They
a,
don't.
I ran a skateboard over. This is a funny story. I was driving home late one night from work, and it was like 11, 12 o'clock in the summer, midnight-ish, driving home on Main Street in Price in my police truck, driving home, and I see this kid on the sidewalk, and he fell down, and I thought, well, that was weird. I didn't realize he was on a skateboard. He kicked his skateboard out from under him and fell off of it, is what he had done. And so I'm looking at him laying on the ground, and I hear this crunch, and I thought, what was that? I stopped. I ran over his skateboard. It shot under my truck and right under the wheel.
So at least your eyes were on him.
Yeah, I did see him, and he was on the sidewalk and clear across. I was traveling eastbound on Main Street. He was on the other side. So the board traveled across the westbound lanes into mine, and I destroyed his skateboard.
See, and that's the thing. You've got to be watching nonstop, constantly, even at 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
You never know.
You never know. That's actually a good time in the summer for the kids to be out. You see them out a lot.
So. Right. They love it. Well, Sheriff, as always, I appreciate you coming in and giving us a quick update.
Just want to give everyone a heads up. And, you know, we're not trying to be difficult on the speeding tickets in the neighborhoods. We're not trying to be hard about that. But we feel like we've given a lot of warnings and it's not working. So we need to do something else.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, you mentioned running stop signs in the Westwood area. I have done that a time or two. And it's not that I was wanting to run a stop sign. I don't travel that area enough to realize that some of those stop signs, they come out of the blue.
Yeah, they
so
do.
You've got to be paying attention.
Watch.
Before you're halfway through the intersection before you're like, oh, that was a stop sign.
Yeah.
So you've got to be careful in those areas. And, you know, just be mindful. Watch your surroundings constantly because this is the time of year that people are out and about.
Yep, it is. Well, and everyone enjoy the summer. We live in a great place. The air is clean here. Get outside and enjoy the outdoors.
For sure. Well, for additional information on this Castle Country Focus, head on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.